5 Things to See and Do on the Gold Coast. Australia's Gold Coast is a veritable gold mine of activity. If you're planning to holiday there, then plan to do a lot, because there's no shortage of things to do and attractions to see. Excitement, fun, and intrigue can be found all over the coast, including hanging out at the beach, shopping in a center, having fun at a theme park, dining out at a cafe, or feeding the rainbow lorikeets at the wildlife sanctuary. Chill at the beach. The Gold Coast is famous for its beaches, which are only enhanced by picturesque coastlines and mild weather that lasts all year round. You can use a jet ski to zip around Broadwater Beach and check out their sandbars, snorkel at Curumin Creek, or surf and paddleboard at Rainbow Bay. If you like the ocean, then you can go out for a swim or take a boat out for some dolphin and whale watching. Do some shopping. There are plenty of shopping centers on the Gold Coast, such as Harbour Town, Pacific Fair, Robina Town Centre, and a variety of smaller centres. Harbour Town is great if you're shopping on a budget. It features mostly outlet stores, so it's perfect for frugal fashionistas. Pacific Fair and Robina Town are also great if you're on a budget. Plus, they offer many places to eat and entertainment options, such as high-tech movie theatres. Some of the smaller centres that are also fun and great for those on a budget include Thomas Drive, James Street, and Surf Parade. Have fun at a theme park. Theme parks are fun, and the Gold Coast has some of the most fun parks in Australia. Parks, such as Movie World, Wet n Wild, SeaWorld, Dream World, and Warner Brothers, offer exciting roller coasters, shows, movie experiences, and adventures. Plus, a multi-park pass can be used at multiple parks, so no worrying about finding, losing, or purchasing passes. Eat well. Like all great holiday spots, the Gold Coast has a booming food scene. Best of all, you don't need a champagne budget to enjoy it. The food scene is hot almost everywhere along the coast. For example, you can find unique and tasty food at any market, like Boondall Farmers Markets, Miami Marquetta, or Helens Valley's Night Quarter. Besides that, the coastline is bustling with a growing cafe scene that offers a laid-back atmosphere and delicious, budget-friendly food. If you're looking for something more formal or just want to pamper yourself, then you should check out the fine dining scene on the Gold Coast. Places like Broad Beach and Marina Mirage serve up gourmet meals and fresh seafood daily. Visit the Wildlife Sanctuary. Wildlife sanctuaries are peaceful, educational, intriguing, exciting, and all-around fun. And, if you're an animal lover, you'll have a lot of fun at the Curumin Wildlife Sanctuary. There are plenty of activities to do at the sanctuary, but few are as fun as interacting with the animals. You can hug a koala, feed a crocodile, play with a kangaroo, or feed a rainbow lorikeet. Feeding the rainbow lorikeets is one of the biggest attractions at the sanctuary because the birds are so brightly colored and so friendly to the guests. They'll land on the arms or head of almost anyone, and are so easy to interact with. Like most Gold Coast attractions, they're truly a sight to behold.